Okay, we are back. This is Barry Miller, and we said that Carrie would hold back her question. I have no idea what it is, but Larry has an important item as we're ending the show.
That's right, Barry. I just want to remind people to sign up for the investor seminar. All you need to do is give us a call or text us at 303-888-3788. 303-888-3788. Kaya will take your information, and you will be signed up for the seminar on January 25th.
Good, Larry. Thanks for doing that. 303-888-3788. Carrie, now your short time awaited question.
Very good. So it's based on my own experience in the moving industry, and it's also based on what I've learned from you. Is one of the key questions is it important that they say, oh, I came under the settlement price? Because what I notice in the moving industry, price is important, but going for the lease price or going for this whole settlement and getting the lowest is not necessarily the best outcome. And so when it comes to that dollar, when there's so many things that go into that, what do you say if the negotiator said, yes, and I came $30,000 under the asking price or something? Is that a good signal?
Maybe. I mean, the only honest answer is maybe. But what does maybe also mean? Maybe not. Okay, so the price in a home purchase is, yes, a pretty key item, and giving weight to it, usually, it's very, very valuable, maybe the number one item. 80% weight would go to the price usually. But I'm going to break it down for you and for our listeners. In residential real estate, when I say the price is weighted strength of 80%, guess how many items, Carrie? We usually have items, individual items, price being one. Closing date being one item. Closing a possession date being one item. Guess how many items we really have to negotiate in most residential real estate transactions? Larry, I'll ask you this question too. How many items, individualized, do we have to negotiate typically in over 80% of the normal residential sales and purchases?
I vote 9.
Good number.
I would have voted for significantly less, 3 or 4 major items.
And I would say what the answer is, and we've watched it through the years, wait to hear how close Carrie is, 6 to 12.
Oh, wow.
9's right in the middle. But think about it. Closing date is an item. Possession of the property is an item. That's 2. Price is an item. You already have 3. There's always others, okay, that get into some small subtleties. The inspection is an item. That item may have a tangent of 10 items with it. So typically, in residential real estate, price is pretty key. Price is pretty key, but we always say it's not alone. Now, I'm going to give away a huge, huge item here, Carrie, and then we have to close out the show, and that is there are only 2 categories of items, price, money, but price is part of money, and the other one is time. There's only 2 categories, and if your agent doesn't know that, you don't have a good agent. Carrie, I want to give out your company name, Exodus Moving and Storage, 970-484-1488. And Larry, we're saying bye-bye for now.
Really, I recommend that you register now for the VHS Saturday, January 25th Investor Seminar. Call 303-888-3788. Brother's got a knife to keep, he can't hang around. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing
nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed. Kids to school, sees them off with a small kiss.